This week's parsha is Parshas Noach. I want to dedicate this for a refuah shlema for Chaim Baruch and Rachel Malka, Avram Simcha ben Maalina, Avadina Basterna, Rivka Chana Bas Sipora. She'll have refuah shlema. So the parsha is named after Noach, and the question is, why was Noach given that name? So the Torah tells us, it says that when Noach was born, his father, who's called Vayikra Shmo Noach, Lemor Ze Yinachamenu. He named him Noach, saying, this one will provide us relief, nachamenu, from our work and from the toil of our hands, out of the very soil which the Lord placed under a curse. So the question is, why is the birth of Noach, why was Noach going to bring consolation, a nechama, to the world? That his father had some kind of ruach hakodesh. He had some kind of prophetic vision that he understood that Noach would bring this special consolation. So I heard a very nice idea this week that actually what changed and what Noach brought to the world was that Noach was the first one to be born after Adam had passed away. And so if you look at the wording of the curse that God gave the earth, it says that the earth would be cursed because of Adam. And so now that Adam had passed away, so the idea was, the hope was, that would change the curse of the ground, and therefore Noach's name is Zeh Yinachmi. He will bring us this consolation because of the fact that he's born in proximity to the death of Adam Arishon, to the death of Adam. What's really ironic about this, when you take a step back and you think about it, is that if it's true that the feeling was that there was a sense of optimism with the birth of Noach, that here we have now finally, like, the world is going to, you know, the curse of the land is going away and things are going to get better and that there'll be a bit more productivity out of the work of the land. So then it's kind of crazy to think about it, but it's Noach who ends up being the one who's the only survivor of a world that gets destroyed because the humanity and the entire world just went to pot. And that basically Hashem looked at it and said, this is not worthwhile. This is really the degradation of everything that was hoped for to come from the creation. And now you have this, like, literally goes the opposite way. So the question is, you know, how do we understand this? And is, you know, where are things going? So I also heard this past week a beautiful idea from Rav Goldwicht, who was explaining the difference between Kain and Hevel, and that Kain was an Oved Adama, whereas Hevel was a Roet Zon, that Kain worked the land, and his brother Hevel was the one who was a shepherd that watched after the sheep. And ultimately, if you take these two paths in terms of the approach to the world, that a person who's an Oved Adama, the person who works the land, ends up working and becoming very, in a certain sense, his personality becomes very self-involved, as opposed to the person who's taking care of the other. And that the Roeh Tzon, the shepherd, is one that's concerned for the other and therefore develops differently, doesn't become egocentric. And so perhaps using this idea, if you look at, like, what we're talking about here, that if Noach, when he was born, the focus, the relief, the positive hope was that now we'll be able to work the land in a more productive way, but the focus is on the land. That Noach, on the other hand, when he comes out of the Teva, when he comes out of the ark, one of the things that he does is, it's true, first, the whole time he's busy taking care of others on the ark. That was his whole time. It says that he worked very hard taking care of all the animals, feeding them, making sure each one was taken care of properly. And so right there, you see the shift, this need, or this important idea, this approach to how we should approach things in terms of the, you know, concern for others, that ultimately that's really what brings out the best in us. And that when we give to others and when we really extend ourselves, that really brings out the best in us. And so you see this at the beginning of our history, that To say that a person who works the land is a bad person, that's not what I'm saying. But the idea is that when we are involved in activities that make us want to or lead us to helping others and to extend ourselves to help others, that really is ultimately what brings out the best in us. And we see that in the shift or in what's happening in the development of humanity in the early recordings of the Torah. And so the idea is that as we move forward post holidays and we go into the quote unquote winter months, that we should take what we got from the inspiration that we got from the holiday season, from Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, and we bring it with us. We're different people now. And so one of the things that we should take with us is that we should really dedicate ourselves, whatever we can do, a little bit here, a little bit there, to always think of others and to try to extend ourselves and to follow in the footsteps of those who are concerned for others and work and help others. And therefore, that will ultimately bring out the best in ourselves and will bring light into this world. Wishing everybody a wonderful Shabbos.